Wisconsin's Afternoon News on WTMJ. Take me out
to the ball game. All right. Brewers broadcaster extraordinaire Lane Grindle is with us from the ballpark. Hello, Lane.
What is going on?
Oh,
hey.
Your audio's really low. I could kind of hear you say
okay.
What's going on. Say that again, Lane.
Let me get the wonderful Kent Sommerfeld on the controls here.
Yes, you get Kent, and we've got Isaac.
Or Isaac. Kent was off. Or Isaac can just blast it.
Kent was off at a wedding this weekend. Pete and Aaron, his son Pete, got married, and so Kent is a little, he's a little rusty. He produced the games in Minneapolis this weekend, so we're getting him back into the fold here slowly.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this better?
No.
No, it's the same.
No, I think he's still at the wedding.
Yeah.
He is still at the wedding. How about that? Is that better?
All right, no, that's the same. How about we do this? How about, why don't you call Lane really quick? So,
All right, call you.
We're going to disconnect, and Isaac's going to give you a call really fast. And how about these Brewers? They sweep the Twins. They're now back in town. The Brewers are now in second place. I wrote this down. I'm going to ask Lane about this. Over the last 32 games, the Brewers have the best record in Major League Baseball out of all the teams. They're 22-10 over that stretch, and they are playing really good baseball. Now they're back home against a Pirates team that's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Lane is at the ballpark. It's the first game of that series
How
taking place tonight.
How about them sweeping the Twins?
Yeah, the road.
Wow.
In Minneapolis.
That's unusual, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, especially on the road.
Good.
So,
I'm
all
glad.
Right. Now I think we have Lane. Lane, I was just saying that the Brewers are 22-10 over the last 32 games. I saw my friend Dom Catronio tweeted this out. The best record in baseball? That's amazing.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
That's better, yes.
Yeah. Well, no, the voice is good. Is that record good, I guess, was the question, too.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's been amazing. This has been a really fun run for this team. You look back to the end of May, and this team has just, they found something, and a lot of it is just what they're doing offensively. You know, they've really had, I think, pretty consistent starting pitching all season long. I think the bullpen, for the most part, has been very solid and has been even better here as of late, but a little bit of a hiccup yesterday, of course. But it's been the offense, I think, that's the story here. It's not just one guy either. I mean, we can look at what Yelich has done. Yelich woke up on the morning of May 22nd, he was hitting 184. He's hitting, I believe, 259 now with 14 home runs and 54 driven in. He had an OPS of 600 on May 22nd when he woke up that morning, and now he has an OPS that's approaching 800, which
wow.
is like all-star level good. So
yep.
he's been not just an all-star level player over the last 30-some games. He's been really probably some blend of his first half and second half of 2018 when he won the MVP. He's probably somewhere in the middle of those two halves of baseball in 2018. He's been really, really special. One of the better offensive players in baseball over this stretch of time.
Lane Grindle's with us. So, Lane, you mentioned that starting pitching. Jacob Mizrowski off to almost literally as good a start as you could possibly have. And I was excited to read that the Hall of Fame thinks so, too, and they've asked for his hat. How good is this guy been?
Well, I mean, it's historical stuff, what he's done. It really is. I mean, to do what he did, to have 11 no-hit innings to start a career as a starting pitcher, hadn't been done really before. So it's really fantastic what he's been able to do. It's fun to watch and frankly, watch him take all of this on. I mean, he's gone from a guy that was a prospect that everybody in the Brewers organization knew, and I think a lot of Brewers fans knew, to within baseball. Now he's like a household name in two starts. Everybody has him on their radar, and Wednesday's going to be a little bit of a circus with him versus Skeens. I mean, you're not going to find a better stuff matchup in baseball all season long. So it's fun. It's fun to have an exciting player like that on your team, and the Brewers have a lot of really good, talented young pitchers. When you talk about Mizrowski, but look at what Chad Patrick, who's going tonight, has done over the course of this year. Logan Henderson's in AAA, and he's been stellar when he's been up here over the course of this season. They've got young relievers in the mix. This is just a really dynamic group of arms that the Brewers possess.
That's amazing. So Mizrowski, has he solidified a consistent role in the starting rotation?
Oh yeah, he's going to be in the rotation, especially if he continues to pitch like this. There would be no way you could take him out of the rotation. So this is a big part of the Brewers' future, Jacob Mizorowski. That's why they took it slow with him and took their time in getting him up to the big leagues, because once they got him up here, they wanted him to stay and stay in that five-man rotation. So you can count on him taking the ball every fifth day, depending on how the schedule falls. And I think you're going to see spikes in attendance on nights when Jacob Mizorowski gets the ball, because it's that special of stuff. I mean, you just don't see somebody that throws the ball like he does very often. And we're in a stuff era of baseball where guys are throwing 98, 99, and a lot of guys are throwing triple digits now.
Yeah, but I think even he was at this 103.
Stuff is a little bit, yeah, even this stuff is a little bit different than that. I mean, that's the thing about it. It's really unique. It's a unicorn situation. It really is.
With he and Skeens tossing on Wednesday, Lane, that game could go an hour and a half.
That's what we were saying. That could be a really quick one if both guys are on their game, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna. And I think the fact that it's a day game makes it that much tougher on the hitters, too, because of the shadows and everything else that could come into play. It's not one of those late afternoon games, but there's still going to be shadows that will come into play over the course of the game. And I think that'll be tougher because it's during the day than if it was a night game.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's good stuff. But do you like the faster games in general, Lane?
Yeah, because I think they have such a good rhythm to them. You know, if you love the game, you really appreciate great pitching. I don't mind the fun, crazy offensive games either. I mean, it's fun to see guys hit the ball over the wall. That's the most exciting play in baseball. So I don't mind the slugfest either. I think those can be a lot of fun, and there's so many, you know, game-changing moments within a game like that. But there's something about two aces going, you know, back and forth, and both going deep into the game, and it's 1-0 in the seventh that it makes you bite off your fingernails as you're watching it. So I like both sides of those types of situations.
He is Lane Grindle. Going to be a fun series. Have a great call tonight, Lane.
You bet. Thank you.